Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are, hour number two, and the text line, man, this place. Absolutely predictable.
Vince, please stop bashing our president. No, he's not perfect, but at least he can keep his promises and loves his country. Can't say that about Obama, can you?
Seriously. As crazy as this sounds, I'm asking myself, where did this come from? What was communicated about the president at the end of the last hour that would prompt somebody to feel like they have to defend? This is what's so funny about idols. Idols always prompt defensiveness. All the time. This letter doesn't faze me one way or the other. Our traditionally worded diplomatic tomes rarely get more results than a similarly worded retort. Maybe, just maybe, a Trumpian approach will produce real results. In any case, Trump still has to do more to correct 24 years of fancier BS. All right. I think that letter is straightforward and to the point. It isn't childish at all. Sean needs to up his meds. His Trump utterly ridiculous derangement syndrome is going to net him in his very own hug me jacket. I've never heard that. I like that hug me jacket. That is pretty clever. And let's see. Sean, the caller, needs to get help. He's repeating himself. Okay. I guess this person's saying he's one of those callers I like. He's saying what he thinks I want to hear. Oh, as for the letter, it's good and to the point. All right. Another person saying here something about being a Trump hater, too. Amazing how opposite you are from another host. Isn't that wonderful? I was a bit distracted. I thought the letter you were reading was satire. Vince, I love the letter. You knew that already. Just a sampling of some of the items here on the text line. By the way, I recognize that I supplied our very capable producer, John, with the wrong audio from Nancy Pelosi. So I'm going to treat you with more Nancy Pelosi. This is what she actually said coming out of the meeting yesterday where she feels like the president melted down. Listen up.
What's really sad about it is I pray for the president all the time, and I tell him that. I pray for his safety and that of his family. I think now we have to pray for his health, because this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president. I expressed my appreciation for what our troops have done in Syria, and by all accounts, from the generals, they have just really done the job very well that he's now pulling out. The explanation for that is what we asked for all members of the House to hear, and that was supposed to be tomorrow, but now they somehow postponed it today. My concern that I expressed to the president is that Russia has for a long time always wanted to have a foothold in the Middle East, and now he has enabled that to happen.
All right, he's now enabled that to happen, blaming the president for whatever happens now in the Middle East. By the way, she is speaking again live and speaking on a number of issues. Started off talking about the unfortunate death of the congressman. So let's listen in a little bit to see what she has.
These hearings are being held. Any questions? Yeah, that's so sad.
on the impeachment inquiry, how important is it to you not to let this bleed over into an election year?
Well, I think as I've really made, thanks to ask you a good question, and thank you for your condolences, Elijah. I keep saying to people, impeachment is about the truth and the Constitution of the United States. Any other issues that you have, disapproving of the way the president has dealt with Syria, whatever the subject is, reluctance, cowardice to do something about gun violence, the cruelty of not wanting to help our dreamers and transgendered people, the denial about climate crisis that we face, the list goes on. That's about the election. It has nothing to do with what is happening in terms of our honorary oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution and the facts that might support. And we don't know where this path will take us, but could take us down a further path. But
oh, please, shut up. Just shut up. I cannot take any more of that. She's looking at for the Constitution. Isn't that wonderful? My goodness. Isn't it scary? I was just thinking on this yesterday. Isn't it scary to realize she is third in line? God forbid that anything happened to the president and the vice president. Number three is the Speaker of the House. You want to talk about praying? Pray absolutely that nothing happens to the first two. Let's go out to Anita in Piedmont. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've been listening to your show, which I am a long, loyal listener. But
well, thank you.
This stuff in what they're talking about in Turkey and Syria, and there's dishonesty on both sides. But the fact that they've come out and that we have turned our back on our allies, the Kurds, I do recall when we got into Syria to begin with and the red line that was drawn where the kids and people were being slaughtered. Nothing was said then. And then again, and maybe a thought here, when the President Erdogan talked to Trump, maybe he said, okay, we're coming in, and gave him a heads up, and he moved the 50 troops out of the way of harm's way. And I certainly would have done that. In fact, I would have pulled them all out. I mean, what are we going to do, get into a damn war with Turkey too?
Not too smart, especially considering they're supposed to be a NATO ally of ours. Not too smart.
Exactly. No, not too smart, but at that same time, I mean, I would think that they would have, that would have just been an international, if they'd have come in and killed any of our troops, so.
By the way, I appreciate your call there, Anita. The interesting thing that I've heard about these 50 people who are there, largely what they're there for, is to gather information, intelligence. To be eyes and ears for us. And this is really important. That's a vital role. And yet at the same time, you know, I go back to, and I made reference to this maybe a week or two ago, to what happened. Remember what happened in Beirut years ago, where we had all of these men and women that were just sitting ducks, and we were attacked. So why set ourselves up for failure? In that respect, there is probably some wisdom behind this, and ultimately time will tell. Coming up, we'll hear from Judge Napolitano, his perspective on this impeachment process, and a contrary view. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the broadcast, I told you we would hear from the judge, Judge Napolitano. You remember that dust-up a few weeks ago? That big dust-up between a couple of Fox hosts? It was Shepard Smith and Judge Napolitano versus Tucker Carlson. And I can't remember the guy who's a prosecutor. Cannot remember his name to save my life, but it's he and his wife our prosecutors, longtime conservatives. Any case, coming up, you're going to hear the perspective on impeachment from Judge Napolitano. Over on the text line, I'm just sharing what's here. Don't come after the messenger. Vince, I finally figured out why your listeners love Trump so much. He talks and writes like they do, like a third grader. Ouch. Another person here is saying Nancy's lying through her dentures. Nancy Pelosi was so concerned with the Constitution, then she would have closed the borders long ago. Yeah, right. Don't hold your breath waiting for that. Come on, Vince, listening to Nancy is about as bad as listening to Tony or Sean. Vince, I just heard your meltdown about Nancy Pelosi. I did defend you, though. Does that make you an idol? I doubt it. I am not anybody's idol. I'm sure of that. Thank you again for treating us to more Nancy Pelosi. I've always wondered if she and Hillary were on the same broom. Oh, gosh. I cannot finish the rest of this. I wish I could. Who would ride? You fill in the word. That's all I can say. If you can't figure out the word, I cannot tell you. I would not say that on the air. Vince, Erdogan is a thug. President Trump's letter will serve better than the usual flowery political BS. Okay, just a sampling of some of the items here. Let's go out to Herb in Lancaster. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Rather quickly, I'd like to say President Trump is absolutely correct to throw in his chips, throw in his hands, and pull out of that area. That is a family feud, just like Vietnam. No outsider is going to solve their dispute. Now, all these talking heads, what they need to do a little historical research. This started back during the 1800s with the Ottoman Empire. The British went in there, and the French, during World War One, and carved up the area and further exacerbated the problem that we're facing today, the animosity between the Turks, the Kurds, the Syrians, and the Iraqis. That's British action. Now, do you hear anything coming out of England? Nothing but cricket. They started that mess, and the United States is not going to
see. The Brits washed their hands of this a long time ago.
Yes.
I mean, that ought to be very, very clear. So,
but these talking heads don't seem to understand that.
No, they don't understand much of anything, Herb. I appreciate your call. And, you know, you can have all kinds of commentaries and perspectives on anything. It's not to say that there's not some value in hearing from these talking heads and hearing their differing perspectives. But to suggest that anybody has an answer or anybody has got this figured out, you know, that's another thing altogether. It just ain't going to happen. Unless there's some wisdom beyond what we've seen so far, and that has not surfaced yet. Let's move on to Andrew Napolitano. I have two reasons I want to share this. First is I think this perspective is worth sharing. Secondly, I'm going to share with you the context by which it is shared, because it's shared on the page of someone who really takes issue with what is said here. Let's first start by listening to Judge Andrew Napolitano talking about this process of impeachment.
Welcome to my chambers. Is the impeachment process fair? That's not a question that's easy to answer. The short answer is the impeachment process is whatever the House of Representatives decides it should be. That's because of two clauses in the Constitution. One which says the House of Representatives shall have sole power to impeach. So only the House of Representatives can conduct an impeachment. And the second clause, which says the House of Representatives shall write its own rules. So the House can write whatever rules it wants, and it has written rules. Some of those rules were written when the Democrats ran the House. Some of those rules were written when Republicans ran the House. But the rules as they stand now provide for individual committees of the House to issue subpoenas, and all of this happens without a formal vote to proceed forward on impeachment. So what's happening now? Why is one committee hearing witnesses in secret and no committee is doing anything else, and there's no debate on the floor of the House about whether or not to impeach the president? Think of it this way. When prosecutors and their investigators are listening to a victim complain about what happened to him or her, or interviewing witnesses about a crime, they don't do it in public. They do it in secret because they want to protect and preserve the privacy of the victim and the witnesses, and they want to encourage candor. That's what's happening now. You may not like the rules, you may not agree with the people who are doing this, but under House rules, any one of the House committees, in this case the Intelligence Committee, can begin to interview witnesses. The witnesses are interviewed by Democratic members of the committee and Republican members of the committee to decide if these witnesses have evidence of impeachable offenses by the president. Then they have to decide, are the witnesses credible? Is the evidence believable? Is this a case for impeachment? Should we present this to the public? All of that takes time and is traditionally done behind closed doors. If they decide to move forward on impeachment, there will be great public debates on the floor of the House and elsewhere about the meaning of the evidence and the credibility of the witnesses. When does the president get his say? Well, if there's no vote formally to impeach, then the president will get his say whenever he wants through the manner that he chooses to speak. But if there is a vote to impeach and there's a trial in the Senate, then the president is entitled to the full panoply of due process protection that the Constitution affords anybody on trial in the federal system. Until then, the question is this. If the president of the United States of America intentionally withheld military aid and financial assistance that Congress had authorized and ordered to an ally, the Ukraine, which was threatened with invasion by Russia, until that ally did a personal favor for the president's campaign that he asked for, did he commit an impeachable offense? The answer is, if the House of Representatives says it was impeachable, it was impeachable. Welcome to my chambers.
What do you think? That's the perspective of Judge Napolitano. To be honest with you, I think it's right on the money. Whenever you hear someone talk about the process and say, well, it's supposed to happen this way, it can happen whatever way Congress decides to have it. I think that's the point that the judge is making. This is not a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump position. Not at all. But someone else believes differently. I'll share it coming up. Join WBT Thursday, October 24th, as we bring our hometown tour to the granddaddy of barbecues, the Mallard Creek Barbecue. WBT will broadcast all day this uniquely Charlotte annual gathering, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come on out and say hello to us. Say hello to your neighbors. Enjoy some great barbecue. Again, this is a week from today, if you can believe it. Presented by HighPerformanceRealEstate.com. They'll see you at the closing table. Visit WBT.com/events for directions and details. And we'll see you at the barbecue. Back on the broadcast, want to get your thoughts on Judge Napolitano and what he had to say. And I think it's, honestly, I think this is right down the middle. Now, those of you who are not familiar, I played a little bit of a clash that took place. Joseph DeGenova, that's who I was trying to remember, the prosecutor who often appears on Fox, he really took Judge Napolitano to task and really called him names, too, and said this was all based on him being rejected as the Supreme Court nominee. You know, I don't know Judge Napolitano. I can't imagine that he really seriously had great hopes of becoming a Supreme Court justice. This guy only served, I think, on a circuit court.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just don't think it's very realistic for him to have thought that. But anyway, this is what the opponents of Napolitano are saying. That he has hurt feelings and now he hates the president. He can't just disagree or have ideas. Everything is about how he hates the president. Coming up, I'm going to share with you the perspective of someone who vehemently disagrees with Judge Napolitano. Let's first go out to a call from Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Mr. Vance. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir.
I wanted to do something you don't do very often. I hear people call you every day and stuff, but in certain callers, but I wanted to pay you a compliment, and because a lot of people call you up and beat you up or brag, but I just want to pay you a compliment. I personally think that you are the most conservative, liberal, Trump-hating, Trump-loving person on WBT, and you do an outstanding job doing that because you are a true constitutionalist, and you need to be patted on the back for that.
Well, thank you, Keith. I appreciate that.
You are a true constitutionalist, and those are getting to be fewer and fewer. You know, you were like myself. You're walking down the middle of the road, and that's a good thing.
Well, thanks, Keith. I appreciate your kind words, and do call again and bring more compliments. The check is in the mail. Hope we have the correct address. I'm just kidding. Let's go out to Chris in Charlotte. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir. I'm a fan as well. I don't agree with everything you say, but I'm still a fan.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, pleasure. So... you're not going to like this part.
No, go right ahead. That's what we're here for. It's an open forum.
Roger that. So I just find this is another example of any gray area where we may be able to destroy our innocent before proven guilty type of justice system. It's going to fall to the side of that being destroyed if it can hurt Trump. We're not supposed to be able to accuse, smear, slander without the ability to defend. This guy has no ability to defend. He doesn't know who his accusers are. There's no way. So what's going to happen is we're all supposed to believe this is almost true enough to impeach him or indict him, just like the collusion with Russia. And then in the end, there's not going to quite be enough there, but we're all supposed to believe it was bad enough. He was just too slick, too slimy, too smart to quite get him in jail or impeached. But you better believe all those accusations were true. But now he can't defend himself because we didn't quite take it to that level.
Okay. Here's one of the questions I'd pose. You think back to the impeachment process for Bill Clinton. How does that compare with now?
Well, you know that they're working under a totally different set of rules. They've changed the rules to actually protect the president more back then, and now they've changed them again. So there's three sets of rules. The rules that the Clinton impeachment went under, then the new rules where no president was ever impeached under, and now these rules that they're trying to impeach Trump under. So it gets really convoluted really fast. But I know they protected the Clintons much more with the entire ability of arresting him after he was out of office and all these other things because he admitted he lied.
What, one so of these
the transparency between then and now, I don't know. I'm not a.
Here's one of the questions. Here's one of the central things. Here's one of the central things I want to go to. Here's what I want to go to, Chris, and that is the idea that ultimately, doesn't this go back to the question, and we hear Rush talk about this all the time, elections have consequences. When you're in power, you can set the rules. And we lost the House, and so we lost the ability to set the rules.
Yeah, no, for sure, and it's scary AF. if we keep on hating on Trump and his policy because he has a bad attitude or we don't like his...
No, it's not a matter of that. I mean, and let me go back to something, Chris. In all honesty, were you listening earlier when I was talking about Kevin McCarthy?
Yep.
Now, would you explain something to me? How is it that... How does any of this matter when you have somebody like a Kevin McCarthy as your minority leader? What does it say about this whole operation, Chris? Why should I get all worked up about this? Why is Trump tolerating this? Can you explain that to me? Why Trump tolerates somebody who is such a fraud?
If he does it, then he's already the anti-establishment, everybody that has any fight against him already uses everything he does against him if it's a fighting against the establishment. So if he comes in and didn't bring in Jeff Sessions, didn't bring in Rance Priebus, you know, now he's anti-Republican as well as anti-Democrat. So he's in a tough spot. He's fighting against a deep state establishment that's been in power for hundreds of years. So
yeah, and I respect what you're saying there, Chris, but it all rings very hollow to me when you put up and tolerate fools like this. It tells me that this whole thing is a scam. So so you're driven by self-interest. When it works in your interest, you will keep the swamp around. That's really what's happened here, Chris. Let's be honest about it. If the swamp serves me and bows down to me, then it's fine. That's really what's been communicated here. What I think, anyway. We're going to have to finish more of this for tomorrow's broadcast, which we will do. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final stretch of the broadcast on this Thursday. Over on the text line, I love this. Vince, as your troll, I'd like to call in tomorrow on your show and show you why you have false binary choices. Are you up to the challenge? And I've already communicated, sure. This person saying he or she has the day off tomorrow and is looking forward to a dialogue. This ought to be interesting. We will see how this transpires tomorrow. Couple of interesting stories before we go. We talked about the issue of impeachment, and we will. I wanted to save the contrary position to what was communicated by Andrew Napolitano. We'll get to that tomorrow when everybody is with us. On a related subject, we have yet a new Gallup poll indicating approval for impeachment and for Congress is up. How is that for scary? 52% of Americans now support Trump's impeachment and removal. Impeachment support reflecting growth in support among independents and Democrats. Now, Democrats, you know, it's not that much of a big deal. You would expect that. Independents, that something is another issue. 25% approve of Congress, up from 18% last month. Trump's approval at 39%. When you think about it, this is pretty pathetic across the board. Don't you think that's pretty sad? Everybody's underwater here. I mean, Congress, whatever you think of the president, Congress is less popular than the president. So as they work through their issues, Congress approval rate down at 25%. And we mentioned that was an increase from where it was last month. 15 percentage point jump among Democrats from 19 to 34%. As well as a smaller increase among independents, 19 to 25%. Republicans' rating of Congress stable at 17%. I would love to know who these 17% are who are approving of the Democrat Congress. It's kind of surprising. Trump's approval rating remains flat at 39 compared with 40 in late September. Low end of the 37 to 46 range recorded in 2019 so far. Currently, 87% of Republicans, 34% of independents, 5% of Democrats approve of the job Trump is doing. That number, first number, is not surprising at all. 87%. Now, I know we have these conversations about polls all the time in terms of the reliability, dependability of these. Let us take the opportunity to take a look at the day in history and travel down to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo, who's very eager to answer five questions about this particular day. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let us begin in 1931. This well-known gangster, convicted of tax evasion, sentenced to 11 years in prison. Who was it? Gangster.
Oh, my gosh. How can I forget his name?
It's right on the tip of your tongue. I'm going to skip this, and I'll bet you'll think of it later. Let's go to the next question. This person, very famous, probably our most famous scientist, decided to flee Nazi Germany and came to America. It settled in Princeton, New Jersey, 1933.
Einstein.
Yes, guy associated with intelligence across the board. 1979, this woman awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, probably the most famous Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Mother Teresa.
Yes. Can't miss that one at all. 1974, this president went before Congress to explain his pardon of the previous president.
Gerald Ford.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had a question related to that just the other day. 1989, this city, San Francisco, hit by a major earthquake, and a major sporting event was about to begin. What was it?
It was baseball.
And what was the event?
Let's go World Series.
World Series. Now let's go back to that very first question, and I'm going to send some vibes down to Lonzo so we'll get this one correct. This well-known gangster, convicted of tax evasion, sentenced to 11 years in prison. Who was this gangster?
See, here's the problem. I have Robert De Niro stuck in my head because yeah. Robert De Niro played him in The Untouchables.
Uh-huh. So it's the person that Robert De Niro played.
Yeah, and God.
Okay. Should we give him? Oh, you're not going to give him credit for this one?
Yeah, I'll give you credit. Here you go.
No, don't give me credit because I should know the name, and it's just eluding me. Go ahead and say it so I can bang my head against the desk.
I wish I could give another hint here. But, yeah, I couldn't give you Untouchables because, yeah, you already know that. Let's see. Oh, man, I'm trying to give a hint with the names. But that's not going to do any good either because the second name is not that popular. What did you say, Charles?
Rhymes with how?
Said rhymes with how.
Just say it.
Al Capone.
Al Capone. Okay.
Al Capone.
I was also thinking of Capone's, it was Capone's vault, wasn't it?
Uh-huh, there you go. All right, man. Always fun. Great job as usual. And, man, can you believe tomorrow's Friday? Believe it. God bless you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.